blessings that we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. I am so privileged to preach the gospel. You know why? Do you know why I'm so privileged? Because the gospel simply means good news. We have bad news everywhere. Turn on your TV. Turn on your computers. Log on to various sites. Look at the news. They are depressing, degrading, disturbing news. But only with God, He from the very beginning given to us good news. But it was revealed at an appointed time. And it was revealed in a more meaningful and magnified way. Because He sent His one and only Son, Jesus Christ. You know, and I go to this part of where most of the time it's Mohammedan people. The last 15 years I've been doing this. Before that, earlier, altogether I've been 45 years with the Lord's Worthies. I worked in Singapore for a good while, had blessings. But then move on to Malaysia and other parts, Thailand, Burma, or Myanmar then, which is now Burma then, and Laos and Cambodia, and India, Sri Lanka, Hong Kong, China, Vietnam. I can keep naming them all. I think just now I gave you a moderate number of 60s, because Russia alone, when I went, it was Soviet Union, one Russia, but today it's 10 now. So I can keep on telling you. Have you talked to the southern side of Singapore, Indonesia, Brunei, Sabah, Sarawak, Australia, New Zealand, Fiji? You keep on going. And I love to tell that story, because this only story, only one story that has got good news. And I must say, this story is excellent story. It's excellent because it's not empowered by man. That's the reason. It's excellent because it's not empowered, not willed, not announced by man. It's an excellent story because it has got divine power. When a man came to the Lord Jesus Christ, a persecutor of the church, who involved himself as a counterpart with the murder of God's people. When he turned to the Lord Jesus Christ, he says, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, unto set, to be set free unto salvation, to be ushered into the presence of God. It's the power of God unto salvation to all those who would believe. And that's why it's a good news. It's good news because the choice is left to you. I like the way God puts it. He doesn't force any one of us. He's so gracious and so good. He's so glorious. He's so grand, that He allows you to make the choice. He wants you to make the choice. And He makes sure that you can make the right choice. He gives you the ability, and then he gives you the counsel to make that choice. It is our rejection, refusal, our rough tactics in of our life, our robustness, our rascalism that caused us not to make that decision. Every time when there is a decision to be made, you watch and see how your life activates. If you respond to God, you are activated by God Himself. If you respond to yourself, you are activated by yourself. And therefore, we have the two roads just now we were singing about. Whether it's the way to God, by God, through God, or whether a way to yourself and destruction, by yourself, to your will. So then, I want to continue from where we left. We had three outlines to look at. The first one was celebration. We celebrated it. The second one was the certainty. There is no difficulty to find this out, that it is not from man but from God. Certainty. So that's a great thing to celebrate. And then we talked about the coming. I'm going to continue with that coming. And you will find that it's going to be interesting for us to learn something from God, who is willing to offer. Who's willing to offer all that he is and all that we could receive. He is willing to offer that to us. So turn with me if you have the Bible. If not, I'll read to you. Psalm 118, 118. I'm reading to you from verse 26. For connection, I will start with verse 25, but verse 26 is the key. See, verse 25 says, "Save now, I beseech thee." I don't know whether you can identify with this part of the verse. Just for a moment. Put everything away from your thoughts, your mind, your heart, and concentrate on God Himself, who is present here, who wants to bless you and make you a blessing. Just think of that. Here is this man, the psalmist, so willingly come out to declare the works of the Lord. He was praising God or complimenting God. He was crowning God. He was calling upon God. For what reason was he doing that? To know the kindness and the deliverance that come through him. And so this man says this way, "Save now." Wow, I like that. Today may be the day for someone here to be saved. It may be the inner cry of your heart. There was the inner cry in my heart some 48 years ago, or could be even a little longer. Maybe 50 years ago. That cry was there. Save me. And sure enough, he did save. It's the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So you see, save now. Why did he say save now? Because if you start to think about your life, you would find there is a vacuum. a one that is yearning for God. You see, our spirit, which is all our emotion, our knowledge, and our understanding, that's what spirit is all about. Our spirit, we can do a lot of things, know a lot of things, and we can decide a lot of things. But our soul yearns for God. So there is a vacuum in that soul. And that vacuum yearns out to God, calls upon God. He says, "Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord, O Lord. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord, O the owner, rightful owner of me and everything else that I see, enjoy, and have." You got that? The rightful owner, not only of me, but of all the things that I seek for and have. He is the owner. Somehow or other, we think we are the owner. We can never be an owner because we had nothing. And this morning someone remembered that and said, we have nothing to offer. And the Lord Jesus Christ says, you really can do nothing. Everything belongs to God. So he is the owner. And then, O Lord, means not only just the owner, but is the only creator. Only creator. There are a lot of creators that I've been hearing about. Especially when I go to Gulf country. More so when I was in Korea. And those Koreans here, you know me, right? From Japan also, they know me. As they said, from Izumi, right? You've seen me there. Now, those people in Korea, they told me this. Those people in Indonesia, they also told me this. You know, we are good creators. Wow. Anyone creator here? Any creator put up your hands? No one? My hand should go down. You see, he is the only creator. Not only is the owner, he is the only creator. Why? He makes something out of nothing. If there is a creator on this earth, he makes something out of something. Isn't it? When you create a nice piece of art, you are making something to something. Right? So there you are. He's the only creator. And then the third thing. Not only is the owner, when he says Lord is the owner, he is the creator. And then he is the only provider. You see, you and I are limited. The best of men are limited. No wonder in this same psalm, it says, don't trust in man. Don't trust in prince. Don't trust them. We somehow or other, we trust them. You know why? Because we sometimes get relief from them. For instance, you visit a doctor. It's a good thing to visit a doctor. And then the doctor tells you exactly what he has learned. He most probably is on his way to trial and error to learn out what your problem is. Then he tells you. And you believe him. That's good. But you know, many people who believed in the doctors has ended up in death. We had a missionary by the name of G.D. James. He has a wonderful joke to tell us. He says one day he had a toothache. So he went to the hospital to see the doctor, bow down. The name of the doctor is Bow Down. So he went to see the doctor to bow down.
So when he went in, he bowed down. And then the doctor says, oh yeah, you got a very bad teeth. You go and see the dentist who is frightening you. His name is Frightening You. German doctors, they have this kind of name. So here he bowed down. He went to see the other doctor who is frightening you. So this time he went shivering. See? Then the next one says, you have to extract your teeth. So I got an assistant for you. You go and see him. The assistant's his name is Emergency. So he went to see the emergency and he says, finish. You need to have your teeth pulled out. So he says, is there any other way to save my teeth? He says, no, got to pull it out. So he says, I'm going to pull that out, so I can't do that. I have to send you to Dr. Death. I tell you, Dr. G.D. James went back home. He didn't want to go and see that Mr. Death or Dr. Death. You see, when we trust doctors, this is what happened, and it will surely happen. And this is something that can happen to all of us because God has said there is a day that He has appointed and we will surely die. When? I don't know. And one of our elders says, he tells me a very nice thing. He walks with me, he goes with me. Now thank God he has got to the presence of the Lord. He walks with me and he says, you know one thing? This, he says, when he was quite well and well, not sick at all. He told me, you know, there are only two ways to die. I said, what are the two ways? One, you die fit. Otherwise, you die sick. You got that? You know what's die fit? You're healthy and then you still die. The other one, you get sick and you die. Because it's an appointment. And with that appointment comes this call in your heart. Lord, save me now. Because I don't know when is that appointment. Save me now. Lord, you are the owner. You are the only creator. You are my provider, only provider, no other provider. Only provider. Everything that you see and you have and you are provided by God. And so he says, save me. I like that verse. Look at it again. Save me now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now. I want you to underline that word. I'm sure you like this word so much. But you're not getting it. Do you know why? I'll tell you why in a little while. But underline that word. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. Lord, I beseech thee, send now. What is that next word? Anybody? Shout it out. Oh, you like that? You like that? Save now. You're going to get a Bentley car. Is that, or in your country, what is that? Buick, is it? Or Mansionite, or whatever you call. You think of all the riches that you think that is prosperity. You think of all of them. You know, just now I was so encouraged by you, some sisters. And you tell me that the first time you heard a message like this morning, and it has broken your heart, you've been blessed. Some have told me that they even shed tears because I talked about the man being stoned to death in Turkey. I'm encouraged. Yeah. Because I did pray when before I came here. I say, Lord, your word has to break me first. Break my heart. But today people do not want to hear this. If possible, they shut you off. You know why? They don't like the truth. Nobody likes the truth. But the truth is the only thing that can set you free. And the Lord Jesus Christ says, if the truth sets you free, you are free indeed. You see that now? And so there you are. Prosperity. I like to explain that word prosperity. What does prosperity mean? Means getting the total benefit and blessing in Christ Jesus. That's what it means. Prosperity in all right, in all authority, in all acceptance, this is what it is. Getting blessings and benefits in Christ Jesus our Lord. What kind of a blessing it will be? What kind of a benefit it will be? A benefit, a blessing that will not rust. Moth will not steal away, or neither thief will not steal away. It will not rust. It nor will not be waste away. It will not be robbed. That kind of a blessing, which means it's eternal blessing. Wonderful, isn't it, that word? If you like that word, and that's what that word means. We get eternal blessing that will not slip away from your hands because it is treasure in heaven. Does that word ring a bell in your heart, your mind, your thoughts? Treasures in heaven. You see, what's the treasure in heaven? The Lord Jesus himself. And in him, all the inheritance. Isn't it? Will you say amen? There you are. You got that blessings. And we thank God. So, then now let me move on to the next verse. That's where we're going to talk about the coming. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now, I got two meanings here. I have read many, many commentaries on this. I have heard many people speak on this. But so far, in my knowledge, there may be somebody have done it, but I don't know. In my knowledge, nobody gave the exact understanding to this. And you people are privileged today. Because this morning, I asked the Lord, a few hours with him, I said, Lord, help me, break my heart, and convict me, and make me to see your beauty. Make me to see your wondrous love. So this is what it is. Okay, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. You know, when this is spoken to the Jews, they will know. Anyone who comes in their midst in the name of the Lord, that means they have come as God's ambassador. They are representing God to you and to me. That's what first it means. Come in the name of the Lord. The other meaning is, come in the name of the Lord means come bearing the name of the Lord. You got that? It's not just coming in the name of the Lord, but it is coming bearing the name of the Lord, which means the owner. Right? The owner, the only creator, the only provider. Name the name of the Lord. So who is this that cometh in the name of the Lord? Straight away we know it is Jesus Christ the Lord. Jesus Christ the Lord came in a very unique way into this world. He became man. God became man. You know, we in the Asian part of the world, we talk about reincarnation. That means from human being or from anything, you become something else. That is reincarnation. You get born, or you get ushered, or you get transformed into something else. From something to something else. But the Lord Jesus Christ did not come in that way. He incarnated. It's not reincarnation, but he incarnated. What does that mean? He is the very God. He bears the name of God, the only owner, the only creator, the only provider. He bears that name, but for your sake and for me, loving you and loving me, he came to do his will. He came to take a form of man. So he became man. That is carnation. The same person with the same essence, with the same authority, with the same everything exactly, and you take a different form. And in this case, he took the form of man because he loves you and me. And for a man, you need another man to lay down his life, a ransom, a payment for yourself. Now I must say, the biggest problem that mankind have that makes him to ignore God, worse still, that makes him to reject God, is that word sin. Sin is the dangerous thing in the nature of man that causes him to disobey God, to distrust God, to demonstrate rejection of him. But the wonderful thing is, he came into this world in a unique way. Was born of a virgin and born into this world. Handled my human hands. That very hand that created the first parents from whom we all are the offsprings. The first parent, the first human being from whom we are the offspring. That very hand was handled by sinful hands. Or sin nurtured them. You see, those who have no God in their life, the sinners, not because they sin, they may try their very best in their own judgment never to sin. There's a possibility they can do that. They cannot be sinless, but they can keep themselves under the control in spite of sin nature. But nevertheless, they're a sinner. And sin demands death. So we now know why physical death has come. God has never made man for physical death. He has made man to live with him forever. But man has sought to deprive himself from living with God. See that? It is the man's choice that has deprived him from living with God, and that he was separated because of his sin. Therefore, as long as sin is there, God and man are separated. So the Lord Jesus Christ, the sinless one, the perfect one, the Holy One of God, came into this world, and there he lived before man to show to man how it is a life that is obedient to God. He lived a complete obedient life. The Bible even goes on to say that the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, in which he learned obedience. You see, we are very easy to disobey, but he learned on our behalf, he learned obedience, even to obey the death of the cross. You see, it is there where he settles our sin problem. It is there where he handles our sin. Our sin was laid upon him, and he took our sin and the punishment of sin, and on the cross he paid the price for our sin. Because he pays the price for our sin, we now know, blessed is the man that come in the name of the Lord. You see now? That's where the joy comes in. That's where the celebration comes in. That's where is that happy nature comes in. Am I to stop now, or am I to continue for till 12? Anybody? Jit, what do you think? Another 5 minutes? Okay. That's good to have another 5 minutes. And I haven't still come to coming, you know. Because the coming is in that verse. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now this person who is blessed, who went to the cross, there to lay down his life and pay the payment for our sin, he died, buried, and rose again. Why? So that he can represent you and me. Now the wonderful thing that happened on that cross, I want to turn your eyes there. Oh, wonderful thing that happens on the cross. There were two thieves beside him being crucified there. They were crucified because for what they have done. Here is one who was crucified for you and for me. A thing that he has done. And he did nothing amiss to deserve. But here it is. But there something took place at that cross there. One thief, heart been turned away from all that he is of filthy and nature to God. And said, Lord, you see, he used the word, the man who came in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. He called on, says, Lord, Lord, what did he say? Remember me. Remember me. And now I don't know if you have not made that commitment yet. Now you can call on the Lord. Say, Lord, the man who came, blessed is the man that came in the name of the Lord. You can call him now to remember you. And when this man called, this thief who repented and turned to God to call, what happens? Today, you see, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our life. Today is the day of salvation. So today you will be with me in paradise, is the promise. Is the blessed promise. Today. Not tomorrow, not next minute, but now. Now is the day of salvation. And so we have a wonderful time. A most gracious time, most glorious time. So, I want to bring before you. Just think of this. He is coming again. When he comes, the days of grace are over. He will come only for his own. Those who are not his will be left out to go along with the terrible things that's going to happen in this wicked world. He is coming for his own. And he's coming in the air. And he's going to call. He's going to call on those whom he had already called. That means you must be saved. Already called. He's going to call on those whom he has chosen. You're already chosen in him. And so he's going to call you. And now he's going to commission you. Not only call you, choose you, but he's going to commission you. Commission you to what? To be with him forever. To be with him forever. So, I bring that good news to you. Will you not turn around and trust the blessed man, the man that came in the name of the Lord? Shall we bow for a prayer? Loving Heavenly Father, we rejoice in thy presence, giving thee praise, worship, and thanksgiving. We have a wonderful time together. We have considered the words that thou have been pleased to record it for us, for our learning, for our understanding, for our hearing, for our salvation. And we have heard it. We celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ. We are so certain of all that he is. And now we know that he is coming again. Now, if there should be anyone here who have not turned their hearts over to thee, now is the day of salvation. Just now they will call on thee. Save me now. Lord, thou will hear and answer them. And thou will bless the believers here. Lord, we know we need thy help in every instant of our life. And thou art able to do by coming and living in our lives and working in us thy grace, that great salvation, so that we can wait on thee for thy coming. Accept our thanksgiving, our praises, we offer them. In the blessed name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you.